This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 14, four phrases to talk about dating in American culture.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. When we talk about dating in American culture, we need four key English vocabulary terms. Get these vocabulary words today to have a vibrant conversation about dating in English.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get confident. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm feeling great today. We are on the topic of dating again, as we were in the last episode. But last time, Michelle, we talked a little bit about the strategy, right, of combining online dating with in-person dating. But today we're getting to the vocab words. Is that right?
Yeah, some important vocab words for dating in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely going to be fun. So last time we were just talking general, our thoughts mostly with online dating. And now we're going to talk about phrases that you need to be able to talk about dating in English. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Well, the first one is to go Dutch. Now, I'm going to ask you a philosophical question, Michelle, before we talk about what that means. So do you think that, you know, when you go out to a restaurant with a date, should you split the bill or should the man pay? Should the woman pay? Should it be based on how much each person eats? What's your philosophy?
I think this is really tough, especially lately. You know, I think like definitely the culture is changing and shifting and
How's it changing? So you're talking about American culture.
I think
culture.
That now, like, I don't think that women, you know, always want to just be like, I think it used to be very popular, just like the man paid, you know, what, you know, and if he didn't pay, it was terrible. And like the man is supposed to pay. But now I think, you know, I mean, I haven't gone on a date with a new person a very long time, but my feeling is things are potentially changing where, you know, women also want to, you know, show that like, why should the man pay? Why should he be the one paying? A woman can also pay. So I don't know, but it is still, I do think in some ways it's still kind of ingrained that the man pays. I mean, with my experience with my husband, he did pay for like the first several dates. And then I would start to like, you know, we would start to split some things, or I would offer, or I would, you know, pick up a cup of coffee or something like that. Like, but I have to say it was very traditional in the beginning.
Interesting. So that's kind of, so in American culture, we're kind of in flux. We may be transitioning a little bit to the you know, to going Dutch. And that's what that means, right, Michelle? To go splitting. Dutch is to split the bill. Right? An old idiom, not sure where it comes from. Well, yeah, probably from the Netherlands. I don't know. But really interesting. I mean, yeah, the problem with having the man pay is that it presumes that he makes more money or that he's taking care of the woman. Obviously, in American culture, there's a real like visceral reaction to that. And people don't like that idea. Because women are in the working world now. They're making their own money. It's a new generation, a new time. Right? It's not the 1950s anymore.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, you mentioned one of the next words already, the bill. So the bill or the tab or the check, all of those mean the same thing. It's, you know, the presentation of what money you owe.
Right. The presentation. I like the way you said that. Thank you. Presentation. It's a piece of paper usually of how much you owe. And we said the verb to use here, the phrasal verb actually for you guys today, is to pick up the tab. That's a casual way to say that, right, Michelle?
To pay. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're the one who pays.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And then another dating phrase is to get out. Now, what does that mean? To get out there, right?
To go out into the world of dating. Like, oh, like, so you might hear somebody say, like, oh, you need, like, get yourself out there, you know, go on some apps, like, go meet some people.
Yeah. Get yourself or put yourself out there would be another one, right?
True. And to get out could just mean also to go out, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a put yourself out there, get out there. You know, if someone is saying, oh, I'm having a hard time meeting someone, the right person, you could say, hey, you got to put yourself out there more. Although, Michelle, I kind of feel like when I'm talking about dating, it's all just cliches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of cliches.
There are a lot of cliches in there. But, yeah. Oh, city noise.
City noise. But, well, you're in New York. So just in case our listeners are new, they know that you're in New York and there's going to be some noise once in a while. Those are the noises of the city, right?
The city sounds. Yeah.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And then the last word is commitment, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
So this means when you get more serious. To get more serious, maybe it's you. Maybe you get engaged, maybe you get married, or maybe you're just going steady. That feels like a very 1960s term, going steady. Mm-hmm. It just kind of means you're not really dating anyone else.
Right. Right.
Just that person. Yeah. So, Michelle, what do you think about these terms for our listeners to talk about dating?
Yeah, I think they're very useful. I think they also bring up some interesting cultural topics, you know, that you can talk about with your friends and have these same kinds of discussions. So I think they can be very useful.
Yeah. Make sure that, you know, when you're talking about these things, let's say with a native speaker in the U.S., open up what it's like in your culture. Introduce your culture. Share pieces of yourself, your history, your culture with the person because they want to know. Is it common in China or Japan to go Dutch? They want to know about those things. So guys, share those things. All right.
Love it. Oh, yes. My gosh. This is one of my favorite topics. This is so much fun. So guys, definitely follow the All Ears English podcast so you never miss us. We are on 4 days a week. So we will see you on the next episode.
All right. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.